You're listening to Christine and Salt in the Morning. I'm Christine Lee. Salt is taking a little time off. Ryan Jones is back in the studio. I'm broadcasting from home, and on the phone with us right now is Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Morning, Christine. Morning, Ryan. Good. How you doing?
We're good. Now, the word just came down that the yard goat season is a no-go. The stadium is open for anyone who wants to rent it for their own personal reasons, but it puts a damper on Hartford for the summer, and then with the 4th of July coming up this weekend. Mr. Mayor, what are the city's plans to help people stay engaged and keep from this cabin fever of being quarantined?
Look, this isn't unexpected. I think we figured that it was pretty unlikely the Yard Goats were going to be playing any games. Hartford Athletic is going to be playing a few games. There's going to be some tight limitations on how many people are in the stadium. So there will be a little bit of activity. But look, the reality is, as we've talked about before, from a sports, arts, entertainment standpoint, this is going to be pretty much a lost summer. And it's sad for everybody that that's true. But we're seeing what's happening in other parts of the country where the virus is rebounding and rebounding quick. And, I think we got to be a little bit worried that it's going to ricochet here if we're not careful. Again, not surprised by minor league ball's decision. And look forward to next year. We're going to be hosting the All-Star Game next year. And I think in a lot of ways, next summer will give us a chance to sort of power out of this thing and show everybody what Hartford has to offer.
Now, regarding the 4th of July this weekend, no fireworks, right?
No fireworks that are officially sponsored.
Yep.
So far, there have been way too many fireworks that are not officially sponsored. And so, look, we're going to be out there encouraging everybody to let us know if people are setting off big fireworks in irresponsible ways. And we're asking everybody to just show a little kindness and respect to your neighbors, because all across the country and all across Connecticut, including in Hartford, there's been an unprecedented amount of fireworks activity. And it's a serious issue. There was a 17-month-old baby who was burned. There was a roof that caught on fire. And you've got countless residents who have really had their lives disrupted. Seniors who can't sleep, kids who can't sleep. It's not fun in games, and I hope everyone just takes a chance on a holiday weekend, July 4th, to show a little unity and respect as a community.
This week you preemptively took down the Christopher Columbus statue in Hartford, which I kind of wish more people around the country would have gone that route. I think we could have avoided some issues. Have you talked to anybody in the Italian-American community about what will go there, or is that a little too early?
I have had some conversations, but we're going to have a lot more engagement before any decisions are made. There's no question that we are going to find a way, together with our Italian American community here in Hartford and in Greater Hartford, to celebrate and to honor the enormous contributions of the Italian American community here. That statue was never really about Christopher Columbus. It was about celebrating the place of the Italian American community in our country and here in Hartford. And I think there are a lot of great ways we can do that. And, there are some ideas that have come forward already, but we're going to do that together.
Now, it's July 1st. It's National Hot Dog Month, Mr. Mayor. And so this is
the big... You learn something new every day.
This is the big question. And it might be too political for you. But how do you take your hot dog? Ketchup, mustard, relish, all three?
I like all three.
I know you are an Obama alum, but I don't know if you remember the brouhaha of that with mustard and President Obama. And I don't know if you want to be talking about putting mustard on any of your proteins.
I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not afraid to speak up and stand up for my principles.
See, spoken like a true Navy veteran. I love it. Well, I hope you have a wonderful and safe 4th of July with your family. And I know this will be the last time we speak to you on a weekly basis until September, because everyone's going to be on vacation. So, Mr. Mayor, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Stay healthy and safe, and have a great summer.